Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You love them, you hate them, and you can't stop talking about them. Announcers, analysts, pundits, they're all fair game. It's Sports Media Mayhem with Alex Reamer. Time to let it rip.
I want to close the show this week talking about Tanner Houck, who is the closer for the Boston Red Sox. He is unvaccinated, and as a result, he was not available for the Red Sox game against the Blue Jays on Tuesday, which they lost by a score of 6-5. The Jays scored two runs in the ninth off Tyler Danish and Hansel Robles, two rather mediocre relievers, for those who don't know. And Tanner Houck, of course, getting killed for this because he is the Red Sox closer. And if he were vaccinated, he would be able to travel to Toronto and thus play against the Blue Jays. But he is unvaccinated. And as a result, the Boston media exploded on Tanner Houck. Dan Shaughnessy of the Globe called this the most richly deserved loss ever. Anti-vax Sox closer is back in Boston enjoying personal freedom while the Sox pen blows a 5-4 lead in the ninth. The Red Sox are now 2-7 against the Jays, 7-16 versus the AL East. But evidently, everybody's okay, Shaughnessy says, with Tanner Houck quitting on his team. Chad Finn, who's another columnist for the Globe, says counting that as a blown save for Dr. Houck. Jaron Duran, who's one of the Red Sox top prospects, he's been their leadoff hitter for the past several weeks, also not on the trip to Toronto because he says he's still doing his research about vaccines. Okay. And this begs the question, is this fair game? Is this about politics or is this about sports? And obviously, the COVID and vaccine debate has become beyond politicized, but this is not about politics. This is about criticizing a player who's putting himself ahead of the team. And what do you call it when a player puts himself ahead of the team? You call that selfish. So that's what Tanner Houck is being. He's being selfish. The criticism directed towards him is being spouted in strictly a sports context. It's the same stuff with Kyrie Irving. It's the same stuff we had in the NFL when there were a number of quarterbacks who were unvaccinated, Kirk Cousins, Cam Newton, a couple of others. It's all fair game for criticism because it's criticizing them from a sports context. Tanner Houck is the Red Sox closer, thus he's their best reliever, and he's unavailable to play against a top division rival because of his decision to be unvaccinated, leaving his teammates in the dust. This is not liberal members of the Boston sports media pushing their politics on everybody else. These are members of the Boston sports media talking about sports. And the biggest sports story in Boston today, Wednesday, is Tanner Houck, the unvaccinated Red Sox closer, not able to play against the Blue Jays and thus costing the Red Sox a game. And this is a big deal because if the playoffs were to begin today, the Red Sox would play, guess who? The Blue Jays. And guess where they would play? They would play in Toronto. So I know we're all tired of the COVID vaccine debates, but this will continue to be relevant all season long as Tanner Houck remains unvaccinated and remains unable to join his teammates in Toronto for the most important games of the season. So there you have it. I guess I'm a defender of all old media, quote unquote, old media today. But I really think this is a week where we saw sensitive athletes, in the case of Tanner Houck, a selfish athlete who rightfully is getting blasted for leaving his teammates in the dust. Hopefully you all don't think I left you in the dust this week. I know we were just solo, but that's okay. It happens from time to time. If you have any show ideas, guest ideas, topic ideas, feedback, you can hit me up on Twitter. At AlexReamer1 is my Twitter handle. That again is at AlexReamer1. Programming notes, I'm off next week on vacation for the 4th of July. We'll be back in 2 weeks. A big show with you, I promise. In the meantime, download, listen, subscribe, rate us as well. Sports Media Mayhem Podcast. You can find us wherever you can find your favorite podcasts. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.